Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another edition of the Pigskin Past. I'm Joe Zagorski, your host. And tonight, we're going to be talking about, well, the next few editions of the Pigskin Past. We'll explore great teams and great years, and they all have one thing in common. They will all be teams that had a super season, went to the Super Bowl, only to lose the Super Bowl. The first of these teams that I would like to discuss is the 1972 Washington Redskins. Yes, in 1972, the Washington football team was actually called the Washington Redskins. Perhaps you remember them. Anyway, in 1971, their brand new head coach, George Allen, told his players after losing their first playoff game in years that the next year, 1972, they would be a championship team. George Allen did not lie, and in 72, Washington managed to win the National Football Conference Championship. Now, George Allen is known mostly for trading away draft picks in order to obtain older and more experienced players from around the league. And they were called affectionately the Over the Hill Gang. And woe be to the teams that took them lightly and believed that they were in reality too old to play the game effectively. For in 1972, the Redskins had all but two rookies on the roster, which is usually about two more than George Allen would have preferred. But regardless of the older ages of most of their players, the Redskins were winning on a regular basis. They started their season by winning two of their first three games, then they went on a killer nine-game winning streak to all but sew up the NFC Eastern Division. Experience, as far as Allen and his team was concerned, was the most important factor in their successes of 1972. Now, Washington's offensive statistics were not eye-popping in 72, but they did bear mentioning. Tailback Larry Brown led the NFC in rushing with 1,216 yards, and veteran quarterback Billy Kilmer tied for the league lead in touchdown passes with 19. I know that's a far cry from what we see today. Pat Mahomes of the Chiefs gets 19 in maybe a month. Anyway, the Redskins' defense, however, had plenty of notable and superior statistics. They hovered around the best marks in the league in such statistics as rushing first downs allowed, rushing yardage allowed, and net yardage allowed. But certainly the most important defensive statistic that Washington's defense could lay claim to in 1972 was points allowed. They surrendered only 218 points that year, and that was the best mark in the conference. Impressive wins during the 72 regular season, including beating the Minnesota Vikings at Minnesota on the first Monday Night Football game of the year, 24-21. Other big wins included sweeping division foes St. Louis, Philadelphia, and the New York Giants. That's six wins right off the bat. That was very helpful and getting the Redskins to win their division. And of course, they also, unfortunately, had two losses that really kind of, you know, didn't really tell the whole story. They lost to AFC teams New England and Buffalo. Now, when a team lost to a team in a different conference, the damage to any tie-breaking procedures in their own conference was actually kind of minimal, because both the Patriots and the Jets were in the AFC and not the NFC, the Redskins suffered hardly at all by sustaining the defeats against those two clubs. And such is the case today. If your favorite team loses a game to another team in another conference, it's not going to hurt your team as much as if you lost a game to a divisional rival. Now, in the first round of the 1972 NFC playoffs, the Redskins easily defeated the NFC Central Division champion Green Bay Packers 16-3. The final score of that game did not truly express the full dominance of Washington's attack. Then, in what could be easily described as the most important victory that the Washington Redskins had in years, they destroyed their arch rivals, the Dallas Cowboys, in the 1972 NFC Championship game. It was a tight game during the first half, but Washington poured it on the Cowboys all throughout the second half to post an inspirational 26-3 victory. The fans in the District of Columbia stormed the field at RFK Stadium like never before after that game, and those who did so will probably never forget that feeling that they experienced on that day, the feeling of triumph over your hated division rival, and the feeling of victory after knocking off the defending world champions. And one more great feeling, knowing that your beloved Redskins were now going to their very first Super Bowl. Now, unfortunately for the Redskins and their fans, their dream of obtaining the ultimate triumph in the Super Bowl would take 10 more years to occur. The 72 Redskins fell to the undefeated Miami Dolphins in Super Bowl VII by a score of 14-7. Miami's win gave them the NFL's only perfect season. But Washington's loss could not diminish the fact that this was the Redskins' greatest year in many, many years, and one well worth remembering. I'd like to thank you for listening to tonight's version of the Pigskin Past, and look forward to having another program with you guys soon about another team that almost won a world title. Thanks a lot.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Hello, football friends. This is Darren Hayes of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, and I'd like to invite you to the portal of positive football history, Pigskin Dispatch and PigskinDispatch.com. We talk about everything that centers around the game of American football, expert discussions, the origins of the games, the great players, teams, and coaches, and more, and some great guests and insights from experts. We have new episodes 3 to 4 times a week, and you can find us on SportsHistoryNetwork.com, PigskinDispatch.com, or your favorite podcast provider.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.